This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
If you're traveling today, the worst time to hit the road is between noon and 5 p.m., says INRIX, the data provider. Best time today, before 11 this morning. Millions of us are traveling for the holidays. AAA expects record-breaking travel numbers for last weekend and this weekend. But keep an eye on the weather. Storms will continue to be a factor in the Northwest right into the weekend. Parts of Texas into Louisiana could see severe thunderstorms today. What caused that passenger plane from Azerbaijan to go down in Kazakhstan yesterday?
Azerbaijan is observing a nationwide day of mourning for the victims of the air crash that killed at least 38 people. The cause of the crash remains unknown. Dmitry Peskov, spokesman for the Russian President Vladimir Putin, spoke to the AP about their next steps. The investigation is ongoing. Any incident should be investigated by special aviation authorities, and it would be wrong to make hypotheses before investigators make their verdict. Azerbaijan Airlines Embraer 190 was on its way from the nation's capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus when it was diverted for reasons yet unclear. The plane crashed while making an attempt to land in Aktau in Kazakhstan. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Have you had it with political news?
About two-thirds of U.S. adults who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they've recently felt the need to limit media consumption about politics and government abuse because of overload. It was an intense presidential election campaign, and many people are looking for a break from political news. I'm Donna Water.
The Russian operator of a cargo ship that sank Monday in the Mediterranean says it was hit by explosions in an act of sabotage. This is AP News. Would you like to win $1 billion? This could be your chance. The AP's Julie Walker.
Mega Millions lottery officials estimate the next jackpot to be a whopping $1.15 billion after no one matched all six numbers during the Christmas Eve drawing.
Now, let's see if I can make you a billionaire tonight.
There were lots of winners for smaller amounts. Meanwhile, the next drawing is Friday. That $1.15 billion, or if you take the cash option, $516.1 million, is the fifth largest jackpot in the game's history. The jackpot has been won only three times so far this year, the fewest wins in any single year since the game began in 2002. Good luck. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden has signed a bill into law officially making the bald eagle the national bird of the United States. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.